You're listening to Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken on the Tangent Bound Network.
Do not adjust your settings. Take your hands off the keys. Your search is over. These are the geeks you're looking for. You found Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken.
This is going to be quite a ride.
Hey, Jim! Boom! That's a bad outfit! Boom!
I love you.
Me too, man. Hit me! My turn! Am I the meanest?
Sure enough!
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough!
Am I the baddest mofo no down around this town?
Sure enough!
Well, who am I?
Sure enough!
The Shogun of Harlem.
For what lies ahead, ready are you?
We're police officers. We're not trained to handle this kind of violence.
Hey, Geeksters, I'm Kylan.
And I'm Ken.
And you found Geek Watch 1.
Welcome back, Geeksters. Issue 101 of Geek Watch 1.
That's one more than 100.
Where are my puppies?
What?
Where are my puppies?
What puppies?
Where are my Dalmatians?
Oh, your Dalmatians. Oh. See, it's funny because he made a Disney reference.
Oh.
5 minutes later, Jesse comes in.
This is the reason why I do this, folks. This is the reason why I do it. People don't understand when you do that, it brings a humor to your home and your heart. See? Thank you.
Kyle,
thank you.
What's a heart?
But in wrestling,
a heart?
That's
one of those things you get when you make a fake cake.
No. We're not going in Jerry the King.
Okay.
What?
Next month, they're Guardians of the Galaxy theme.
Oh!
Okay, in case anybody didn't hear, we are at the Malted Meeple once again. So, in next month's milkshakes, we just found out, are all Guardians of the Galaxy themed.
Baby Groot.
Do you know there's going to be a Baby Groot shake?
There's going to be a
shake.
I need to get my ticket to go see it.
Yeah, I haven't bought mine either.
I have family for that.
So, like I said, we're at the Meeple for the monthly Meeple cast. They had Star Trek shakes this month, so. That's and right. Actually, they're pretty good, the one I have. Yes. Live long and milkshake.
We talked about Star Trek.
I had the Beam Me Up Scotty. It's butterscotch and coffee. It's
telepathic.
You have the winner from last month.
Is what it is?
That's the Professor X from last month.
That's right, y'all. Wait, hold on. It still fits because Professor X is Captain Picard. And Captain Picard is Professor X. And then there's a comic where Star Trek and X-Men cross and meet. So, I'm still relevant.
That's just because Star Trek has been a comic property for every company known to man.
Yeah, that's true.
DC has had it, Marvel's had it, IDW has it now.
That's right.
I think Dark Horse had it at one point.
Once.
I don't think Image has had it yet.
No.
I think they're waiting in line, though, waiting for IDW to lapse, and then it's their turn. Star Trek, Paramount just has, like, this list, and says, okay, you can have it for this much time. Okay, next one.
Next.
So, guys, Kylan, Dawn, and Vicky, how you guys doing?
I'm good. I'm above ground, so that's the start.
Hey, I just found out they have Hollywood Squares here, so I had to get one.
And so no one listening knows what they are.
Hollywood Square is,
you know what?
Wait.
If you know what a Hollywood Square is, Miss Dawn wants emails. Email her, what is a Hollywood Square?
Are we that old already? We were talking about Flobies.
Oh!
At work today.
Oh my god.
Because we have a young guy named Jake who works there, and he's like, what's that? And we're like, oh god.
He's never heard of Ronco.
90s.
The pocket fisherman.
Yes.
Well, that whole thing about direct marketing pretty much died with Billy Mays.
True.
Unfortunately.
It did.
It's true.
There was a.
And the sham wow dude.
Knew about
the
God. I was going to say, he knew when to get out. And that's wrong. Yeah. I said it anyway.
Yeah. Well, that was like the prime time for a direct marketing thing was when he was on there and they actually had their show. And I was amazed on the show that they had about the type of actual testing they put into this stuff so they knew it actually did.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Ken actually watched the show. this is the point we're getting out of this. He actually watched the half-hour commercial.
No, not the commercials. I'm talking the actual reality show they did with Billy Mays and the other guy.
Pitchman.
Mm-hmm. That was actually an entertaining show. But they actually tested, or at least the two of them, yeah. Billy Mays and I forget his partner, but they actually tested all the stuff that they were selling so they knew it actually worked when they'd sell it.
You know, it was mainly just who could yell the loudest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
Was who won, Pitchman?
We're not talking about Geek Watch 1, we're talking about commercials.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right, yeah. That's right. Well, later on, we're actually going to be talking more about TV.
Uh-huh.
Once we get there. Right. Kyle, you're trying to do a Venn diagram of how to get into
yes,
where we're at?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it's audio, you know, right?
Yeah, we don't have Facebook Live going right now.
Yeah, but the people who
thankfully,
are actually...
we don't have Facebook Live, because we know no one watches that.
Well, see, the people who are vibing with me, they understand what I'm doing, because it's like putting all of it together in my mind in a way, if you connect
you
with
you
the...
don't want to know what's in common.
Well, yes, you do.
You go like this. Speaking of TV, hey, did you know that Video Games Live is coming to Akron in October?
Hey, did you know they'll be at Oddmall?
Yeah.
Yeah, they will be at Oddmall.
I want to go.
And Oddmall
oh,
will
I
be at Video
tickets.
Games Live?
Yeah. I bought them. Right.
Are they sold out yet?
No.
Oh,
not
wow.
Yet.
Cool.
You should love me.
And George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars
yeah,
are going to be
Zach
here, too.
So he, I can't believe he's still touring.
I know.
Who, Tommy Tallarico?
No,
George Clinton.
Oh, well.
Do you even know who George Clinton is?
No, I'm more interested in Tommy Tallarico.
Kyle, you and I are the only two in the crowd that actually appreciate that.
Yeah.
Didn't he do that one prison thing about one song?
Well, who? No, you know what? One of the things that introduced me to George Clinton originally was, you remember PCU, the movie?
Is that what introduced you to PCU?
I think so.
I remember it because I know where it was filmed up in Toronto, and I've watched it a few times just to go, oh, I've been in that neighborhood.
A really terrible college movie, but it was hilarious.
I had uncles.
Jeremy Piven was
yeah.
in it.
I had uncles that used to play Parliament when I was a kid, so... I was like listening to funk when I was like 7.
Cool
yeah,
I did
see,
have cool uncles.
I grew up listening to oldie stations. That's what my parents listened to.
Your parents are old.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I mean, she's not wrong. But...
I'm done.
Santa, you know?
That's because you're. No, I'm not going there.
You don't go there. I regret it.
It's gonna say, can you?
Let's get back on topic here.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
What's up?
We're talking about what we've been up to.
Yeah.
Okay, we haven't been up to anything geeky recently the past
so,
few days.
Yes, we have.
What?
I finally finished Uncharted.
Oh, your game. My thumb.
Mm-hmm.
I finished my third book for the year, which I'm really behind
You're
on.
Third book.
My third book. I'm really behind, but yeah, I'm about to.
Kylan, these aren't graphic novels.
See,
Kylan, they're not graphic novels.
No.
Actual book.
No. You need to learn the joys of audiobooks.
No.
We don't read bastardized versions on audio.
No, I do.
It's on Briggs ones I get.
I've done like maybe 2 audiobooks my entire life, and that was weird to me. It's sort of like sitting in a restaurant and sniffing the food, but you can't buy it. You know, I don't know, it's weird. I know it's weird.
It's like you're a dog?
No, I have to hold the book. I have to, like, it's all part of the experience. I have to hold it and, you know.
For me, it's finding time to do it. I don't read extremely fast.
Well, I have 2 15-minute breaks at work. I read then. And while I'm waiting on dawn, I read then. And then right before I go to bed, I read then. Unless
well,
I
see, that's when I'm trying to catch up on my comic books.
Or being
read.
A
I don't read super fast
reading.
At that either.
Thank you.
That's reading.
All you guys have to do is start going to more conventions. And when you have to drive there, that's when you get to...
No, he does every day at work.
I listen at work, yes.
He listens to all his books.
I do audiobooks because I'm able to listen to all day while I'm at work. I do podcasts in the morning and books in the afternoon.
Oh my God.
that's too much noise.
But then I have also,
yeah.
Well, for me, I'm working in a factory setting where there's noise everywhere already. So,
yeah, but I don't think it'd be white noise after
no.
A while.
No.
But I need something to put my brain on other than what I'm doing. For me, with my ADD, if I don't have at least 2 things going, my brain goes bananas. I have something to occupy the brain while my body's doing something else.
We don't need to get into that.
We'll move on. Vicky, what did we do this week? We did some filming yesterday.
Well, we just heard a little bit about it.
Walked the dog, saw a sewer fire.
Sewer fire?
Yeah. We were walking the dog. Do you guys know where the Memorial Parkway dog park
is?
Yeah.
If you take the trail back behind it and it goes back to, and then you come back by the power substation, you know what I'm talking at all?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was 2 like chimneys of white smoke coming out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
First, we saw the top one. We're thinking, because there's houses there, we're thinking maybe.
Yeah, we thought
someone was
grilling.
Right.
Like smoking. But then we met up with two older ladies. We're like, no, no, that's a fire. Look. And she's like, look down here. We look down where she's
looking down,
the river.
And there was a third coming out there, too. There was like three places with smoke coming out of the ground.
Whoops. And then by the time we made the last mile back to the car, we heard...
We could hear the fire trucks and stuff. So.
Wow.
And the white smoke went black. We're like, yeah, that's a fire.
Yeah, it was something... I think what it is Akron's doing all that sewer and blasting. So I'm wondering if something from that caught something in the sewers on fire.
If there's one thing Northeast Ohio can do, it's set water on fire.
Yeah, that's our claim to fame. We can set water on fire.
That's right. I do want to say a welcome to a new member of our extended family. Crystal has not been on here in a while, but this past weekend, she welcomed a lovely little husky puppy into her life.
Oh, yeah.
And his name is Albus.
Did she pick him up finally?
And, she got him just this weekend.
Yeah, she got early. She was supposed to get it next
week. I believe it was on Friday or something.
Friday.
Friday. I had a new follower on Instagram, and I was like, who is this Albus Husky following me? And I looked it up, and I looked through the pictures, and there's a picture with Crystal. And the first thing I did was message her, just in all caps, puppy?
I started watching that.
So yeah, so now she has a shop puppy.
This is on the
way. This is a great idea. We told her this, so this is nothing new to her. This is a great idea. Get a husky puppy inside of a consignment shop.
Yeah. there's an energy issue there.
Cassie is a handful there.
So that means you're going to have to go to craft night tomorrow night. So
it'll be interesting. But he's gorgeous. He's bright blue eyes and everything. He's lovely.
Cool. She ordered it. Or ordered a puppy. Yeah,
she ordered
it. She got him two months ago, but he was way too... He wasn't even born yet. She ordered him.
Yeah. Whoa, wait.
Reserved him.
What?
Time out. What?
From breeders, you can actually, once the breeder knows they have puppies coming, they already start selling them.
You reserve your puppy. Basically.
You reserve her one. You give the money.
You pre-order.
You pre-order the puppy.
Just like video games. You pre-order it, not knowing what's going to be on it. Especially, what the heck?
She wanted a puppy.
What is this? Remind me later. Windows 10 was about to do some crazy stuff. I'm like, So we're going to have to get pictures with Cassie and the new puppy.
How big they are?
So, but actually, I'm all coming up in, 2 weeks?
Yes.
I'm not
a week and a half by the time this
plays.
So everybody come out June 6th and 7th to the John S. Knight Center downtown Akron. What?
May.
You said June.
May. Oh, well.
I was going to say, hey.
No, June is when we have other stuff.
May 6th
and 7th. May 6th and 7th.
I got that.
How did John pick
John
that up?
John actually knew.
Are you going to be there, John? Oh, yeah, you have a booth, don't you?
No, not at that one. I was at the con.
Yeah, it's at Con the Cop.
But May 6th and 7th,
we never know if I show up or not.
We will have panels. Kylan's got almost a full panel schedule.
Yep.
We'll have the stage running both days. Two cosplay competitions. Jesse and Vicky have been working on those. They're going to be awesome.
It went over so well in Canton. One on each day, and lots of people showed up for both of them. So.
And it's great because you see lots of people, and it's different people each day.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a full costume contest 2 days with totally different costumes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you got to come to both. Also, the 6th on Saturday is free comic book day, and Rubber City Comics is across the street from Odd Mall.
Or your local comic shop.
Or you go to your local shop. So if you don't have a local shop, you can always stop there and then
come
across the street.
That's true.
But if you do have your local shop, go there first, then come to Odd Mall.
Yeah.
Because Odd Mall will be open longer than your shop.
Odd Mall doesn't open until 10 anyway. Most comic shops open early on Free Comic Book Day.
Right.
Ah.
If you ask your dealer and he likes you, he will tell you when he's going to open.
Yeah.
Some question. You guys got that book you had last year?
I don't have it with me right now.
I promise.
You can go
Cameron's
online.
Cameron's still waiting for his free comics.
Go online to freecomicbookday.com and you can see all the free comic books that are available to retailers. Not all retailers will have all of them because there's a lot.
And Funko is jumping in on it with a special edition Iron Fist. That's a free comic book.
And there's a couple other Free Comic Book Day exclusives. Yeah.
Free Comic Book Day, you still have to pay for it, right?
Yeah.
Well, that you have to pay for. But a lot of comic shops have special deals on that day, too.
Yeah.
A lot of them end up having, 10 and 20% off sales and stuff like that, too.
I promise. This time, if you guys give me some stuff, I will not lose it for half a year.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay.
Well, you'll be at Odd Mall.
I will be working.
Yeah, but I will be able to give it to you at Odd Mall. See, what's going to happen, because we've done this before... I'm the gopher for Free Comic Book Day. I drop Kylan off to help with setup, and I head over to our comic shop and stand in line, grab all the comics I need to grab, and then I come back to Oddball.
Yeah. And then we look at we got this, we got this, so it's good. Hallelujah, welcome to Oddball.
Well, also at Oddball on May 6th, I believe, we have the ginormous wedding / renewal / whatever ceremony
right.
is going to be going on.
Yes.
Right. Check the Oddball website for this. Andy wants to have the largest matrimonial type ceremony the world's ever seen at this thing. I don't think we're going to get that.
I don't think that's happening. I think the Moonies did that a few years ago.
But Andy, anybody who's interested, if you want to get married, you want to renew your vows, you just want to come and see a bunch of people doing it, come over to Oddball.
We're doing vows. We're doing vows.
This is a family-friendly show.
We don't win.
Oh, wait, you have a family?
No, I'm going
to. No, we can see them start the family by getting together. And then they can go start the family on their own later.
There is no Oddball after dark.
I mean, well, never
mind. If this is right. actually free, if you care
not
about
open
me
to the
in
public.
Any way, shape, or form,
I will. Don't
please.
Worry.
So.
I will pick that up.
But we also...
Are you
allowed
to get more than one?
Probably.
It's a solo
list.
I need it.
Okay, but remember also, we have only 2 weeks after that. Is that 2 weeks? Yeah, that's
two
weeks.
2 weeks after.
2 weeks after that, we have Oddball once again, the Riverside Ramble down in Canton, Ohio, on May 20th, a one-day outdoor Oddball at the Stadium Park. Anybody who knows the Canton area, if you know where Mercy Hospital is, off of 13th Street, right off the highway, the park is underneath the hospital.
It is literally underneath the hospital.
Yeah,
is it the McKinley Monument? I mean, that's at one end of the park,
yeah.
And this
park,
is at the other
the
end
park
of the park.
Is like 3 miles long,
yeah.
And it's actually like three different parks. The over by the monument is called Monument Park.
Right.
Here is called Stadium Park because it's basically across the highway from the Fawcett Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Football Hall of Fame.
Right.
So if you get off at the hospital, hang a left and go down the hill, you can't miss the park.
Right.
Good.
So come hang out there. We got two stages of entertainment. We got open gaming. We have everything's outside. We also have, they just announced today. Now, what was the name of this? The Oddball
Eyewash.
Yeah, the first ever Oddball Eyewash.
That's right.
John is our fount of knowledge today.
John's got it all memorized
now
today.
Odd.
That is odd. That is odd.
But basically, there's a river that runs through the center of Oddball in this park. And it's only about 2 foot deep. So, and they said there you are allowed to wade in the river and you can go swimming if you want or whatever. It's only 2 foot deep at the deepest, pretty much. But they have two bridges on either end of Oddball. They're about half a mile across, mm-hmm. And you can, I believe, buy some eyeballs.
Yep.
You drop them in at one end, and the race is to see who gets to the other end.
That's right. There's a pretty decent current down this bit of river. I believe the eyeballs are like $5 a piece, or you know, multiples for a price, and you get prizes. Whoever we will have people at the end grabbing the balls as they come by.
Hey, wait!
Whoa. Just had to say it.
All I heard was people grabbing balls,
right?
And we're gonna advertise it that way.
Woohoo!
And you know, the winners are gonna get like big Oddball prize packs. There's a gift certificate for Live Dream Create Shop. There's a bunch of other prizes.
So you tell me if somebody grabs. Does somebody grab my ball and get a prize?
Yes! Only the one that's in the river.
Bart, is that your reason? I love you, Bart.
I missed it. I was watching Cameron playing a video game.
Also, back in the 6th and 7th, if I remember right, is there a new swag bag for Oddball?
Yes, they're doing this. They're for the first, I believe, is it 500 people or 50 people?
I believe, yeah, the first 50 people indoor each day at Oddball in Akron. And on the May 6th and 7th, you get a swag bag. And a lot of it's stuff that was donated by vendors at Oddball.
Mm-hmm.
We will have some Geek Watch 1 swag. There's going to be some Tales from the Darkness swag. There's going to be all kinds of stuff in this bag. We don't know what's all in there yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be May 6th and 7th. So you want to get there and make sure you're in line early. Because you may get a swag bag.
But just, you know, just compose yourself before you come in. We don't want masses of people running in.
Oh, we'll have it. We'll have it set
barreling
up. Yeah.
And, you know, running over Andy.
We need Andy in one piece, especially.
He's a strong man, but really, he can only go.
We need 2 days. We need him around for both days.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
So Oddballs are getting crazy for this summer.
Yeah,
and it's just crazy having 2 weeks apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it used to be, Jesse remembers this from back in the day, Odd Mall and Con of the Cob used to be 2 weeks apart.
Yep.
That's true.
That's true.
But
that's
there was only once a year.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, now it's, there's five of them.
Well, yeah. No, you had almost.
There was twice.
Spring, and then you had fall, and then there was kind of. But see, that was different because you had three events. Now it's.
Well, this one was. This one, Andy didn't have a huge choice of when to have the outdoor
right,
one because he got
true.
Offered the space. So.
Yeah. So
still, they're multiplying like rabbits.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yes.
Andy does that with things. So, and it works though. That's what's weird.
It happens when you hit your prawn.
Yeah. So, but I think that covers all the news we have at the moment.
I hope so.
So, what do we have in the way, or not the news, the local news?
What
do we have in geek news?
Okay, I have geek news.
I hope so.
I always have geek news, don't I always have, okay. One of the big things that was just recently announced was the fact that Marvel is going to be returning to San Diego Comic-Con this year.
Ooh.
They weren't there last year, and it was a bit of a surprise.
That is a surprise because D23 is this summer too.
This is why it's such a surprise because they're really close. Like basically, like by the time D23 ends, then San Diego starts or something or vice versa. Like it's just like they're days apart. But they figured with all of the Marvel movies coming out over the next year or so, there's plenty of stuff for them to talk about. The TV shows, all that kind of stuff. So there's plenty to keep it separate between the Marvel and the Disney universes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they'll, you know, Disney's probably going to have Star Wars stuff at D23.
Yeah. So. I know. Well, they announced that the next celebration is going to be 2019, but they never said when, where, or anything else. So everybody's assuming that it looks like they're either D23 or Comic-Con's where they're probably going to make that announcement.
Yeah.
So that, we don't know anything about. We know that the Han Solo movie's coming, and Episode 8 and 9 are coming, but we don't know anything about what other standalone. We know there's other standalones in the works.
You might get another teaser or maybe the full trailer for
possibly
Jedi.
I'm thinking the full trailer will be closer to the end of summer.
It's usually, last time it was in the fall when we got the full trailer.
Yeah. Well, also for Episode 7, you got to remember we had a teaser over a year before.
Yeah, because you didn't have
because we had the
a
November
movie every year.
Teaser, yeah. So
this time they didn't want to interfere with Rogue One, so they left, you know.
The
trailers are going to be much more delayed now that they have a movie.
Well, it's
going to
be interesting that the Han Solo movie being 5 months after Episode 8.
Mm-hmm.
When are they going to start the promotional for that?
Maybe right around Episode
That's
8.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm getting
the teaser right before
probably,
Episode 8.
They'll hold that trailer until to come out with Episode 8, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But then everybody was wondering, when's Episode 9 coming out? Are they going to go back to December for that, or are they going to put it in May? Because May is where traditionally Star Wars has been.
Right.
There's only been two movies released in December.
They did well in December.
Yeah, they did.
Though,
huge in December. So.
You know, and they don't get a lot of competition when they do it that way too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there's some other
January.
Big movies out, but the thing is with the December release is probably 75% of most people that work full time jobs are off between Christmas
mm-hmm.
and New Year's. So you have time.
And then it leads into January when you don't have a lot of things going on in the movie.
And Disney doesn't want to compete against itself, so you don't want to put a Star Wars movie up against Pirates or whatever other...
The next anime.
Yeah, so you don't want to do that, so it kind of
gives that's just it. If you look at all the movies coming out and you have to consider Marvel, Star Wars, and then Disney animated movies and Disney live action movies. Then
mm-hmm.
you can see where they're going to place during the year. They're not going to go up against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, and especially when things like Marvel's putting out more than one movie a year.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Disney's been doing that for years, though. But between Disney animated, Pixar, and live action stuff, they've got 3 to 5 movies on just
those. But see, a lot of times you get a slightly different crowd with some of those.
Yeah.
You know, especially from the live action to the animated.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So,
but yeah,
what else is going on with that?
I had another bit of Star Wars news, actually.
Okay.
Apparently, Walt Disney World, they've been conducting surveys of guests.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
To ask them what they would think about a resort experience taking place on a Star Wars starship.
Yeah.
Mm. They're looking at creating a new resort. The survey is being conducted third party and not actually by Disney. But apparently, guests would be immersed in a 2-day story set inside the Star Wars universe with character interactions and live performances on the ship.
And this would be in the park also, part of that. It'd be actually in the Star Wars land in the park. They would make it just for these
people. And that's,
people.
Yeah, and those staying at the park, staying at the resort, take part in flight and lightsaber training, go on personalized secret missions, and they receive.
No. And, yeah, it looks so awesome, but wait till she gets the ending and gets the price tag on this thing.
Exclusive admission
to
the Star Wars themed land that's being built right now and opens in 2019. And at the moment, they're saying that a stay would cost, this is for 2 days.
This includes everything.
Per person, $1,000.
What?
Oh, no, that's not bad.
I heard a whole lot more than that. Mm-mm. I thought it was like $9,200. Is the one that's
No, no, this is just a 2 day stay at the resort with all those little things. Then you're having to pay to get into all the parks and all the rest of the stuff. So $1,000 for 2 day stay. You're not getting food and stuff like that either. I mean,
no, actually, the one I heard was actually the full package with all your parks, your stay, all your food, and everything else was like $9,200.
Well, so see, they wouldn't come out with that now anyway, because that would be Disney specific, so Disney wouldn't release that info.
Huh? Because it okay.
And plus, I mean, they actually want to attract people.
Yeah, well, $1,000, it's almost doable.
Yeah,
$9,200, man, you could
$9,200.
You can go to Europe.
That's my degree. Think about it. That is $500 a night to stay in a hotel like this.
Yeah,
that's essentially what they're advertising.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's kind of pricey.
That's per person. So you're looking at, if you had a family of four, that's just $4,000 out of pocket just for your room and doing these missions and stuff. That doesn't include anything else.
Do you get to keep your lightsaber?
I doubt it.
Although at Celebration, they did say that they figured out a way to make lightsabers work. I don't know what that means.
Oh yeah,
Marvel actually made like
Marvel patented. This was about 3 or 4 months ago. They patented the ability to create, I guess, let's say a live laser.
Yeah.
They're able to make an actual working lightsaber.
Thank you.
And they patented the science behind that. Like, you can own the process for that.
This is kind of scary though, because just before that, they patented soft skin androids.
Yes.
Yep.
Which means robots have even a closer path to taking over the world. Because now they have lightsabers.
Oh, God. We're going to get Westworld. Come on, people.
You seem to watch that.
You know what? See, that man, you're right.
We're getting Westworld.
Only thing missing is Skynet, and that's it.
Oh, that's already coming.
Well, yeah. We have the internet.
We covered this a couple of shows ago.
Exactly. We got cameras. You're on everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right.
There's like 10 cameras sitting around this table right now. that are supposedly off. Well, that's what I'm saying. We got 3 computers plus everybody's cell phone has cameras. My cell phone has 2 cameras.
Your GPS tracks where you are at every moment.
Good. That's why I
think. At some point, there's a way you can actually look at Google and see what information they tracked on you. Don't.
You can, yep.
Yeah, but don't look. That is scary.
It's scary.
Scary.
Did you hear the
That's why I'm getting a shotgun axe.
Sweden.
A shotgun axe.
Sweden, they start putting chips in their employees where they can use it to buy food and open doors.
Oh my God. Yeah. They've been talking about that a long time ago, people taking your medical history and putting it on a chip.
Yep.
Good, just give it back
to her.
All right, fix me.
I don't like that idea.
Cam wants all of this. He's going to be the guinea pig, okay? If we need to know anything, Cam's getting it done.
He and the one guy at my work, the kid is, Eric's what, 25, 26?
Eric has the mind of like a 7-year-old.
Well, he wants to, he's already figured out he's going to die before he's 40, but he wants to live long enough to get a robot body.
I'll show you why Rin's broken.
Okay.
You get transferred into a robot body.
40?
Okay, there have been shows and movies about that sort of thing.
Yes. I do believe there's a Simpsons Halloween episode.
I'm sure it's called Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah. I said you were talking about Skynet. We were just talking about that on our Ghost in the Shell show.
Okay, the other thing I have on some movies, Fox has set dates for some movies. April 13th, 2018 for New Mutants.
That was good.
June 1st, 2018 for the Deadpool sequel. And November 2nd, 2018 for what had been known as X-Men Phoenix and then was known as X-Men Supernova and now is apparently officially X-Men Dark Phoenix.
So we're going to go back and do it again.
We've just been waiting for it. We knew it was going to happen.
Well, the thing is like they're just going to go back and do it again. Hopefully this time they'll do it right.
Well, interestingly, the dates directly pit the New Mutants movie against the unannounced Universal Monsters franchise movie. Dark Phoenix goes up against the live-action Mulan. And Deadpool 2 will be sandwiched between Han Solo and the Transformers Bumblebee spinoff. So that's going to, if it's sandwiched as in 3 weekends in a row, that's going to be a busy 3 weekends for us.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, no, just
Bumblebee.
Driving.
Yeah, they're doing the Bumblebee spinoff from Transformers.
Because that's necessary.
Because we need another Transformers.
Wait, who's directing that?
Probably Michael Bay. No, I think someone else was actually directing that one.
I didn't look that one up.
So there's
the person who deserves
a Michael Bay is the one that's been doing
the person who deserves a spinoff got taken out in the first one. Jazz.
Yes, dear. I know Jazz.
I'm just saying.
But I also have another bit of Deadpool 2 news that's awesome.
Uh-oh.
That Leslie Uggams is back as Blind Al. She confirmed that she will be back.
Good.
And for those who have been sleeping under their very well-decorated rocks, it was confirmed that Josh Brolin is Cable.
Yeah.
Which one's that?
Right.
The
actor. I think she knows who Cable is.
I know who Cable is.
Josh Brolin is the one who also plays Thanos right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know the real names of people.
Yeah.
And right. he played Jonah Hex in the really bad movie version.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
But apparently he'll be able to do Thanos and Cable at the same time.
Yeah.
That people were questioning that, and I'm like,
they're not the same universe.
They're different characters. The issue was the filming, because they're still filming Infinity War right now, and they're starting Deadpool 2, so there's a crossover in the filming, and they're in vastly different locations. Like, they're basically on other sides of the country.
By the time they announce it, they've already figured out the schedules.
Yeah, it's like, there's airplanes, just fly.
I know about production, so they're going to get 90% of his scenes done, and then go, all right, go do your other movie.
They've actually done most of his scenes already for Infinity War.
And then they're going to call him back and go, okay, come do ADR.
Exactly.
Yep.
All good to go.
Yeah, actors do this all the time.
Yeah.
ADR if you're a decent actor, you're working all the time, doesn't matter
That's the whole point. I mean, come on, why wouldn't you?
Especially voice actors. Voice actors, a lot of times, will work 2 or 3 shows in the same day.
Right.
The thing is,
Josh Brolin kind of came out of nowhere for a lot of people, and they didn't believe it at first when it was announced.
Mm-hmm. I don't see it until they. I don't know.
Oh,
I see.
Absolutely, he's big. He's got a square jaw.
Is he going to go with white hair and?
Probably, but I mean, Rob Liefeld has actually drawn him already. The one who initially drew Deadpool, he's actually drawn Josh Brolin as Cable already.
Okay,
after the announcement.
Okay,
but. I figured the next thing we talk about, there were a couple trailers that came out this week.
Like
teasers.
Well, let's go with
the one that disappeared first.
Yeah. we have a trailer that played a disappearing act as soon as it was out.
Yes.
If
you didn't catch it day of or within the couple hours that it was out,
Every movie and TV site out there had a story about it. And all those stories are still there, but not one link in any one of those stories works.
The funny thing is, and we were talking about whether this was a real leak or not, the funny thing is most of them, when they're talking about the trailer, they're like, we just got our hands on it, or this was leaked, and I'm like, you all just happened to get your hands on it.
At the same time, y'all were able to release the story at the same time.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, Sci-Fi Channel finally released a trailer for their Krypton pilot.
Yes.
And right now it's still just a pilot. So, but it's done.
They may
obviously.
Or may not have released it.
Yes. Yeah. The funny thing is, the trailer actually says Krypton 2017. So it's got a release date on it.
Yeah.
So, in looking at the trailer, I've only seen it once, or I think I saw it twice, but it looks fun. It is definitely in the Man of Steel universe. It's written by David Goyer, who wrote Man of Steel and helped co-write the Batman Dark Knight trilogy.
I mean, there's not much to it. There's not much to it. It's mostly voiceover telling you that. You know the story.
There's actually two teasers out.
Of how he came to Earth and what happened with him, but now learn how they lived.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's very gritty.
Why is this a thing?
If I remember right, there was an early trailer that starts in like an asteroid field.
The only
thing comes together.
One's already here.
Well, I'm just hoping this does better than Caprica. Because Caprica was a similar idea. It happened before Babylon, or not Babylon 5. I've been watching Babylon 5.
Battlestar.
I found a way to watch Babylon 5.
That's for this.
But this is
good, and then they tried.
This is like two generations before Superman. So you're not going to get Kal-El. You're not going to get Jor-El. You're not going to get
Zod. You're not going to get anyone you actually want to see.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
And there's no superpowers because you're on Krypton.
I know that. Besides,
it's kind of like the beginning.
Can I read a book about it?
It's like when Arrow first started, and so many people didn't want to watch it because it wasn't a superhero show.
Right? For sci-fi, though, this is the type of show that they do a lot of times. It's basically a show on an alien world.
Yeah.
That's right. What this is going to be. It just happens to be that this world is one that the entire world knows about.
If it'll be canceled within 2 to 3 seasons.
That's
sci-fi.
If they do well with the storytelling, it'll work.
What is the conflict going to be?
I don't know. We will find out.
It's going to be a government conspiracy kind of conflict because they didn't want to let people leave and...
Yeah.
And more likely, it's going to
from the end of the world.
Yeah, well, it's going to probably touch on the things like the Science Council are ignoring the fact that Krypton is slowly dying.
Yeah.
Mm. And I think the Man of Steel world, they had actually mined the core so badly that the whole world basically imploded on itself.
Right, but they didn't want to let them be able to escape.
They didn't believe that they would actually destroy the planet.
Right.
Well, about... Yeah. 100 years after
sounds
this,
real
it's familiar. Familiar.
Just saying.
I mean, you want to hear something scary?
Huh?
China's getting ready to drill the core.
Trying to drill the core?
They're going to go down into the mantle.
Yep. Interesting.
3.5 miles down.
Oh, there's
go China.
Come on, we don't learn anything.
No.
But like I said, as soon as this trailer was up, I happened to find video still had one trailer on there when I got to see, so I was able
you
to see
get,
it.
There were some kind of floating around on YouTube of people that recorded the recording of the recording, you know, that kind
most
of thing.
Most of the reviewers, I went to find it on YouTube, and there's reviews of the trailer all over the place, so if you can somehow find one that's not talking over the trailer, you can see the trailer on their video.
See, all the relatively legit blog sites had to take them down or they'd get in too much trouble, so...
Well, actually, the ones I saw, they didn't take down the video. It just said, video not currently available.
Not available.
The link no longer works.
Yeah.
Wait, a review of the trailer or a reaction video?
They call themselves both.
Yeah.
Depending on who it is.
So some of them have, you know, you get to see the small screen version of it as the person's reacting, so you kind of see the trailer.
Yeah. But, so, I mean, some of it looks really cool. Some of it looks gritty. The world reminds me of, like, what's the one we've been watching that's a summer show for them, with the three bounty hunters?
Killjoys.
If you look at the actual world that's in there, it's a similar look. It's gritty, it's in the city, that type of stuff.
You
so
mean it's real looking?
It looks real.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to make stuff like that.
Right.
So then the other one was one that, until the very end of the trailer, you can't even tell it's a superhero show.
No, until the very end, it's just an angsty Romeo and Juliet teen show.
Yeah. And we're talking Cloak and Dagger finally put out their trailer.
Right.
But there are superpowers.
There's
in
a little
the
bit of a silence there.
Kylan is like, no.
Yeah.
I can't even. I just.
Romeo and Juliet. I'm instantly thinking.
Did you at least
do
watch
they die
the trailer?
Again?
No. Because
they might.
I watched the trailer, and okay, yeah, it is very. I mean, they're trying to give you the setup for these two characters. It's kind of like they have to because most people don't know who the hell Cloak and Dagger are.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to know. The inner city guy, you have to know, like, basically the princess girl. You have to know they've got slight troubling things going on, and then they're going to come together, and one saves the other, and then at the very, the last 15 to 20 seconds of the trailer, all of a sudden...
She has some kind of energy blast.
She has this, this light thing going on, and then he's in a cloak. Which you never really find out what he's doing. He's just in a cloak.
Wow. See, there's...
A billowing cloak on a rooftop.
See, there's... The thing is, the source material, like, there's so much that goes on with it. And to see him, reduce it to...
Well, you don't know yet.
This trailer, though, this trailer is being released on Freeform, where most of their shows, not all of them, are for... Teen girls.
Yes.
So this
Let's
is.
Let's go. It was ABC Family, okay?
This is a trailer.
No matter what they call the channel, it's
this
ABC
is a trailer
Family.
That appeals for mostly for teen girls.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that's what the show's going to be.
They can't watch their Vampire Diaries anymore. Pretty Little Liars.
Is that over yet, too?
They can't watch these things now.
Oh,
so
no,
they need something
so
else.
Gonna turn that...
They need the superhero Romeo and Juliet.
I'm gonna ruin it.
So. But this is what I did for you. Look what I did for you. The very last scene ties it to the MCU. Cloak is standing on a rooftop, and you see the backside of a neon sign for Roxxon Corporation.
Yeah. This is in the This is a Marvel show.
It is a Marvel show.
Just like
it's in
Shield,
the universe.
It's a Marvel show.
It is in the Marvel universe.
I'm thinking, what it is this going to start same way we were talking about Supergirl when it started, Arrow when it started? You said the season nobody really wanted to see, but that they had to prove they could do this. And then now Arrow right now is Arrow.
Right.
And it's actually a superhero show.
I think though Cloak and Dagger will move faster into the hero aspect.
I hope so. But once again, it's a superhero show on a channel that's never done that.
It's a family-ish network.
Yeah.
And they need to move faster to keep younger crowds occupied.
Because they're stupid.
Their storylines anyway.
Yeah. Well, no, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had to learn that.
Yeah. Well.
But no, what'd you have, Vicky?
Because Shadowhunters moved pretty quick, I thought.
Yeah, well, Shadowhunters, they knew what they were getting when they started that show. They knew this was a show about vampires and werewolves and demons and stuff like that.
Right.
So they were able to jump right into it.
Right. This is real world, so you have to get people used to what exactly is going on.
This is a channel that some of the people on the channel may never have seen Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
If you come to it knowing that it's Marvel, you'll know and you'll expect certain things. But if you don't, you kind of need to build it a little at least.
Yeah, you got to build the characters before you give them superpowers, where people are like, it's superheroes, turn it off.
Right.
Some people will be like that. I hope nobody that listens to this, but...
It feels like superheroes are kind of listening to the wrong podcast.
Right.
So, but is that all for
That's
the news for this
news
week?
That's the news I had for this week.
Okay. Well, TV is getting ready to wrap up for this season.
Some are already wrapped up.
Yeah. Most of your long-form shows either are done, or they will be finishing in the next couple of weeks. I know all the DC shows come back this week. So, including Gotham's finally coming back after, 2 months off? Or 3 months off?
That's still a show?
They've all had a long break.
Well, no, the CW ones only had, 3 weeks.
But, I mean, they seem to have 2 breaks, though, didn't they?
Yeah. What it is 22 weeks, or 22 episodes, is kind of hard to fit between October and June.
Right.
Because there's a lot more than 22 weeks in there.
I thought there was something with the writers, too. Like, weren't they threatening to do another writer's strike or something?
I don't know.
Yeah.
There is that going on, too. Because it may possibly affect season 8 of Walking Dead.
Yeah. That's
okay.
Yeah.
Isn't about the show about to be over, done soon?
What?
No.
Walking Dead?
What?
No.
That's a top show on AMC. They ain't canceling that until... That's AMC's Supernatural.
Yeah.
They ain't canceling that until they have to.
They got renewed for season 8 before season 7 started.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's the only reason they can pay Chris Hardwick for 5 shows on that
right?
Well, speaking of Supernatural, I think they finally did announce straight up that this next season is the last. Season.
Okay, that's the thing.
Everybody
that.
Has said that.
Of what?
The next Supernatural.
Supernatural.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Yeah, but we've been saying that for the last 5 years.
I was
going
to say, they've said that before. believe it when
they say.
They
say, next season is last season. Then CW says, here's a check. Okay, and we'll keep going.
Yeah.
But that's the only, I don't know, because they have a couple of other Supernatural-type shows on there with the originals and with... Is originals over after this season? Because I know Vampire Diaries is
done. I hope it's just... I don't think it is, though, because they haven't announced.
No.
Right.
But I figure at this point they would have announced if it was all going to be the last season.
They may give us another.
But I have to admit, though, Supernatural's had a good storyline this season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, most of the seasons have actually been decent. I mean, you had, just like Smallville in the middle, where you had one or two seasons where it was almost lost. They're trying to figure out what to do.
Because
the original, Eric Kripke, which is still officially on as a producer, he wrote out a story arc for the first 5 seasons.
Yep.
And he knew, he would give me 5 seasons, I'll tell the story. He had no plan after that at all.
Right.
So he's like, okay, well, you want to go get more? Okay.
And then he has to come
season
up with another
six
arc.
And seven.
Six and seven is where they are. And since then, they've gone strong again.
Yeah. The whole thing they've been doing with Men of Letters, though, has really worked. Like,
actually getting into
being
it.
Being members of the Men of Letters, and then now, in this season, they've had the British Men of Letters.
Oh,
who are the actual villains.
Showing up and getting in their face and going, no, this is how you do it. We haven't had a vampire attack since this year.
Yeah.
We haven't had werewolves around in England since this year.
What I really loved was a couple of episodes back when Mick realized that he doesn't know half of what he knows, thinks he knows.
Mm-hmm.
When the vampires broke in and destroyed everybody in the Men of Letters.
Right.
Bunker,
and Sam was the only one who had any idea how to stop them.
Right.
Because everybody else there was... paper pushers
they're,
or computer
exactly.
people
they're
or
so
lab
organized
people.
And regimented and
they
actually
they were not
have
hunters.
Like office workers and they have hunters and they're never together.
Right.
Like,
hunters are not
what
usually
if they
in
attack
the building.
The office
like Sam and Dean
and your SOL.
They have hunters in the building, but they were the lower tier of American hunters that was actually in the building.
Right.
Because anybody who actually knew what they were doing wouldn't work with them.
And they were security mostly kind of out front who of course got taken out first.
Exactly.
And like Sam and Dean were like they're the mix of men of letters and Hunter, and
they do all their work.
But
the
Brits don't like it because now that their mom is back,
mm-hmm.
and it's like she was the one who started working with the English men of letters because she liked the way they were doing things,
yeah.
and actually they have all the gear. They have
all the toys.
They don't just have shotguns. They've got
Q
like
works for them.
Technology kind of.
They have
Q
somewhere.
So now the question
yes.
is,
right.
if Supernatural is coming, you know, quote unquote, to its end, the spinoff, British Men of Letters,
right?
Well, there's been four or five times. There's been three or four times during the series that they've actually done a backdoor pilot in there to see what would pick up,
mm-hmm.
and none of them have really had ground the same way.
They
had that one that was all, I think it was last season, that it was supposed to be in Chicago,
right?
And mm-hmm. Sam and Dean were there, but they were very minor characters in the story. It was about this other family
mm-hmm.
and them hunting around Chicago,
and it just did
and it
not
just
work.
It, mm-hmm. the scene, it was a decent episode, but it wasn't something that felt you could actually build a
no.
show.
No.
They could probably actually at this point. They could probably keep Supernatural going for like another five seasons
mm-hmm.
without Sam and Dean and have just like Cass's daughter going around.
Oh, yeah.
Because she,
yeah.
It seems like she was doing pretty good. Like they could do.
Right.
It,
right.
it would be for a younger generation.
Yeah.
They could get more people in.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, that's. The CW needs some. I think one of the reasons that they keep going, keeping Supernatural going is they don't have anything to replace it.
No.
At least
true.
Smallville, the reason they let it die was because the writers and everybody from Smallville said, you know what, we're not doing this anymore. We're done.
Mm-hmm.
Or else CW would still have it on there.
Yeah, that's
true.
Like, I'm in my 30s playing in high
They're,
school.
I mean, that's
yeah.
basically why CW is throwing everything into the superhero bucket.
Because, well, that...
You know, they have Black Lightning coming out. That's yet another
yeah.
superhero show.
Well, that's one that kind of fell in their lap.
True.
They didn't have to do the
that's
development.
True. They
didn't
wanted
pay
to,
for anything. They just had to pay
the show
to make
was
the
out
show.
There, and no one else wanted it, and they were like, okay.
I don't know why anybody else doesn't see that, because actually the CW superhero shows a lot of times are rivaling the big four networks
mm-hmm.
on ratings on their nights.
They're
actually the big four struggling to actually beat the superhero shows because
everyone knows that's where you go for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
What's
so,
the big four?
Huh?
What's the big four?
Big four would be NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox.
People still watch those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, CBS is the CSI network.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where else are all the senior citizens going to get their cop dramas and their mysteries?
Yeah.
Well,
except on those networks.
And ABC, what else?
C?
No. ABC is for all the housewives out there.
It's funny.
The ones
that's
that are
true.
Housewives that basically are trying to escape the family and the husband and everything else for an hour.
See, that's
and,
ABC.
And that's why Agents right. of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to...
And it's been actually
no, you
this
know
season
what?
Has been pretty good for
you. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to be fine next season. You know why? Because it's Disney. And Disney uses it as a base to advertise for their movies.
Oh, yeah.
They're
that's
not
true.
Getting rid of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at least next season.
Did they get renewed yet?
No. It's not official. It's on the bubble, but I don't
yeah.
think
but,
I don't
see, that's
think
one thing.
Canceled.
CW didn't let anybody worry about it. Like, you know what? After, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks, they said, everything's renewed. Forget
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
they
CW
dropped a
like,
couple
yeah.
shows, but they were newer shows.
Right.
But like I said, they know who's making money for them.
Right.
Their superhero shows are making money. Supernatural's making money. And I'm surprised they're letting Vampire Diaries, unless the ratings have been falling off for
well,
that
no,
or
Vampire Diaries got canceled.
Yeah, I know. That's
oh
what I said.
God.
I'm wondering
but
if
I think
they
ended it. They
yeah,
ended,
I think that was
they,
more like the actors
yeah, that was
than anything.
Yeah.
yeah, I think it was
yeah.
over
okay.
that everybody
mm-hmm.
was done.
Because it's like that network, starting out as I pointed this out when we said Cloak & Dagger on ABC Family.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or not on Freeform. That CW started... As Freeform. That what Freeform
yeah.
is or was in the last 5 years is what CW started as.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And now they've become the superhero supernatural channel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They have some other shows that are geared more towards the ladies. Because really, if you look at it the way the executives look at it, the superhero shows and stuff like Supernatural are for men. For kids and men. That's the way they look at it.
Like,
that's
no,
a Supernatural.
No, they've never looked at Supernatural like that. Have you seen
no.
the two main characters?
The
Supernatural
never
looked at Supernatural as a guy
yeah.
show.
It's pretty much is
there are,
way.
Have you seen the fan
There
base?
Are reasons why Jensen and Jared are topless a lot. Okay?
They're topless
actually,
a lot.
The same reason that Ollie was on Arrow
exactly.
was topless for
There's
the first 5 seasons.
There's a reason for that.
No, my shirt got ripped. I'll just take it
oh,
off.
Exactly. Did you hear about that, though? They're doing a Celebrity Ninja Warrior.
Oh.
In May.
Oh.
No. Because, what's
yeah,
his name?
Stephen Amell.
Stephen
Amell
is going to be on it.
Yeah, I hate it when they made it American
right?
Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this one, they're only taking, I think it's 5 celebrities, and they get 5 of the actual Ninja Warrior All-Stars to coach
yeah.
them
American
how to do it.
Ninja Warrior All-Stars are actual Ninja Warrior
They need
All-Stars.
To get that one girl. I'm going to say
Casey Catanzaro is actually Stephen Amell's coach.
It's not real.
It's not.
Yeah. I think
I'm like, missing my fisherman dude on the boat.
Casey
just
like,
aha! It's like, cool.
Yeah. So it's like this, being that it's a one-time thing only, one night, and it's during some. It's the same week as the Red Nose Day or something. It's a NBC does a is doing a fundraiser thing with
the,
all of this.
The U.S. has taken what the U.K. has been doing for years, Red Nose Day, and it raises funds for children's charities.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It in the U.K. it's a huge thing. They have kind of like telethon style shows, and you get like. Sketches and skits from comedians who like maybe aren't even on television anymore, but people really, you know, love them, and they do new skits and stuff. They did a Love Actually skit. They got everyone for a reunion and did Love Actually this past one, that they're going to show it in the U.S. one.
Well, Walgreens has been a part of that for a long time though too.
Yeah,
because every time Red Nose Day comes around, and I always know when it's not, you know, advertised in America.
Yeah.
Right. You see little noses that you can buy at
Well,
Walgreens.
And see, and it's a month. I think it's a month or 2 months after the UK one.
Yep.
So
well, I know ours is
going to
be.
It's in
end
it's in
of
May.
May.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this is one I don't have regular cable, if NBC app or Hulu will probably run this.
Right.
So,
it's,
so I can actually see.
So
I want to see something about the course.
Let's go back to what we were talking about.
Yes. So.
Well, one of the other things we talked about the Timeless finale, and I just wanted to mention they're still on the bubble. They have not decided if Timeless is coming back yet.
That's not a good sign.
I don't think it's a bad sign.
It's not a bad sign.
No. Timeless was a late season show.
Yeah.
So they don't have to renew them until midsummer.
Yeah.
Because they would have
got a long way to go.
They would go in the same place they were this year. They have to start filming.
It could be
in
a
like
Comic-Con announcement because it's a time travel show. It's for geeks,
yeah.
You know. It
right.
could be a Comic-Con announcement.
Right.
Remember, that show was Timeless.
But we did find out Time After Time was already
coming. Time After Time was crap.
It
had some cool stuff I was hoping it would build, but once I heard it was canceled, I was like, forget it.
No, it's no.
It was so bad.
No.
We got through, what, two episodes, I think?
Yeah, and I was just like, no.
It was a cool concept. It just didn't. Take the concept any farther.
No, yeah, exactly.
Want to talk about Samurai Jack?
Well, I've not watched Samurai Jack anymore yet.
It's going to be over in a month, and I was like, oh no.
You didn't watch it?
Yes, I've watched every episode except last week's because I was at
Secret. We can talk about Rick and Morty.
Ooh, like.
Yes.
There was on April Fool's Day, the next.
That annoying.
New episode of Rick and Morty was released.
For season 3.
And for season 3, and everyone thought it was a joke, and it was like, oh, holy crap, it is a new episode!
And then it came on again,
and then they were showing it, like, every night, was it at 10 o'clock?
Every
all
night
that 10 week,
o'clock.
They were showing it, like,
Even though the schedule was showing, like,
Bob's Burgers
at 10 o'clock.
That's what I know.
It'll be Rick and Morty.
I was like, aha, I watched Samurai Jack. Oh. Nope, just Rick
and
Morty
it's
again,
supposed
and
to
again,
come up
and
in
again.
The summer, I think.
It is, it's coming back.
So and now the big thing is, are we gonna get that Mulan Szechuan sauce?
McDonald's? That was the whole reason they did that was leave us alone.
Yeah.
It's here.
Yeah, look,
shut up,
got
leave
one
us
episode.
Alone.
Yeah.
We're still making it.
So Rick and Morty's on its way, and if you like really strange cartoons about time travel and science, watch Rick and Morty.
Yeah, oh my god.
If you were
really wrong cartoons about time travel.
Well, I know
and science,
it's very much an adult swim.
It's an adult swim.
Catalyst Games actually has a couple of Rick and Morty games that
you
know. Well, no, these are board games. One's Rick and Morty party game. Because we had talked to them about it at Gen Con last year.
Yeah.
There's like a Rick and Morty party game. They have a card game or something
else.
They had mentioned the party game is not a kid's party game.
No.
Rick and Morty is not kids anything.
No, I'm sitting there watching and I'm like, oh my.
I mean, if you thought like South Park was bad or, you know,
so
Family Guy or something.
No.
It's
an Adult Swim show.
Rick and Morty makes South Park look like Sunday school.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was. I wouldn't use South Park because that's. Hey, let's make fun of this this week. Let's make fun of this this week. It's like I don't.
They kind
of.
Yeah. They, I've.
Well,
I've heard
based
they
on the ratings,
formula.
They tend
yeah.
to get, you know, like in terms of PGR, that kind of thing.
Even
yeah.
then, it's just
yeah.
If I'm going to watch an animated show, I'm watching it for the animation, and the voice acting. South Park is like boop boop boop. It's
there,
like I could have made. I could make this, and I can't draw. I can't animate either.
You can cut out pieces of paper. You can make South Park.
Yeah, I was surprised it's actually still on, but
yeah, that's another thing.
So,
yeah. And this past week The Simpsons was hit like the 30th anniversary or
mm-hmm.
something since they were first came
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Since they first came
so
out, Tracy Ullman.
I've not watched a lot of Simpsons, but I've talking to people is like they've actually figured out a way to somehow keep that fresh somewhat from season to season.
I wouldn't say
not
that.
Great,
I don't know about
but
fresh.
They've kept it going. They've kept it relevant.
It's like
not,
it's
not necessarily fresh.
And it's always funny to see the when someone puts up one of the original episodes somewhere so you can see the difference in the way it looked
yeah.
out and what it looks like now.
The faces
yeah.
are so jacked up.
Yeah. So what other
okay.
shows?
I had The Walking Dead finale as,
mm-hmm.
as one
okay.
to mention. I was so damn disappointed in that finale.
I've heard that. I've not, like I said, we've not seen it since like season three, but
right.
this whole season, I've heard that multiple times over and over.
It kind of dragged.
Wow.
I mean, it was great that it had Negan, because, I mean, at least he has personality.
I know, I still liked it, though. I still really thoroughly enjoyed it. I've kept up
See,
with the comic books, and I liked that it was a little bit slower this season.
Okay.
And I liked the way the story was going. The only part that I hated with a passion was Crybaby Carol. I wanted her to be Scarol.
Yes.
And
so
get
much better
off
that
her
way.
Pity party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and she finally did at the very end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The end, of,
to get
the end of the season. She,
well,
and I think the thing is, I think they had to go slow because they were introducing even more
yeah.
people. And
because there's
and
worse than Negan that's coming.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
So
also,
exactly.
what they, I think what they did right in the first couple seasons was as they would introduce people, they would kill people off.
Yeah.
So
well,
the cast was only a certain size.
Yeah. They still do, except the thing is, like, you have to realistically think if this sort of thing were to happen, you're not just going to have one settlement
yeah,
of people.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're discovering more people, and you can't kill enough off to have just a small number of people.
I mean, you can if you do it right.
Well, if you really want to keep going.
Well, I mean, one of the things I liked, and I admired him for it, but I felt like it was so unrealistic for that world,
okay.
was, not Glenn, the staff.
The one with the staff.
Don't ask me because I'm not watching.
Morgan.
Okay, Morgan. Like I embraced the fact that he had this. Well, I wanted to say exactly pacifist, but no, all lives are precious. Philosophy.
That annoyed me too.
Yeah.
But but the thing was like I was like eventually I was like you're gonna have to get to the point where you have to be willing to make the hard choice.
Well,
and he got there.
Well, but if you think about it from the very, very beginning, the first season, the, you know, what, the third episode,
mm-hmm.
He was kind of as at the lives are precious, but maybe not all of them.
Right.
And then the next time you see him, he's kind of gotten super crazed and no lives were precious.
Right.
And so he kind of had to have that story arc of where all lives had to be precious so that he could come back around to not being so crazy.
Right, and then now, I think we now will see him
kind of
moderate a little bit, but he, so I like that we got to see that journey for him,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it was good. Now, the thing that I liked about the season finale was for once, the good guys kind of came out on top, because usually it's
this
always messed
good
up.
The guys never come out.
Yeah, the good guys
yeah.
never come out. And I'm like, this to me, this was a change because every season is something. Well, how are they going to work their way out of this one? At least this one, you
well,
got
yeah,
a little
but
bit.
With what happened in it, they got screwed over at
yes.
the one point.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it almost wasn't quite as good.
It wasn't.
As
it
could have been.
Now, and they were stupid. Number one, you were stupid to trust the trash people anyway.
Well, but that trash
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
They live in a junkyard.
They're cults.
So they're trash people.
Yeah. Yeah.
They showed up in
you know,
garbage
like,
trucks.
Thinking about it, though, wait a minute. Thinking about it, junkyard in an apocalypse situation would be the place to be.
Yeah.
You
oh, hell yeah.
I mean, it worked out well for them. It did.
It did.
But they were also very weird. Like,
well,
they were cult-like.
It hasn't been that long
and
since everything started, and you can't speak proper English. Like, you can't even.
Wait, they've gotten to
a point where they only wanted to use the words that they needed. So they weren't going to use conjunctions. They weren't going to use any of that kind of crap. It was up. Let's go up there. They
yeah.
don't say, let's go up there. They just say up and motion with their head up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a whole new culture.
Yeah.
No one took them out. No one was like, yo, easy targets, let's go.
No, but that was the whole point, was that they had distanced themselves from everybody. It was their own little cult.
They had weapons. This is why Rick's group was trying to get an alliance with them because they had the weapons. And they were trying to get some of the weapons.
You gotta think,
and
then they could build their own weapons.
Exactly. Unfortunately, they're more like mercenaries. Whoever's gonna pay
yes,
them the most
exactly.
is they're gonna align
and that's why
with.
They ended up
they
with
leaving
the
society
saying,
then.
Because we're so far behind, that almost sounds kind of military. Because you think, when you're in the field of the military, they're not really talking a whole lot either. Or they're pointing and doing a few gestures.
Well, that's what a lot of them
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Like,
they
allow a lot
them,
of them
yeah.
do that anyway.
Yeah.
yeah. But, I mean, by the time you get to the end and everything's gone wrong... Okay, you knew the cavalry was coming, because nothing had happened with the kingdom yet. You knew the cavalry was coming.
Right.
And they were... Just the best part of the whole episode...
Oh, yeah.
Shiva.
Shiva!
I know, a
yes.
tiger comes out of nowhere!
I actually
attacks Negan.
That I almost, actually jumped up off the couch and cheered.
Yes!
Yeah,
that almost sounds like a punchline. Then the tiger showed up.
I did one of those fist punches. Like,
yeah. There's a character named Ezekiel, and he has a pet tiger. And this is because he had been a zookeeper
yeah.
and everything and cared for the tiger, so it was his pet and it did what he wanted. And you knew that at some point that tiger was coming out.
It
had to happen.
The only thing was missing was Wu-Tang Clan playing in the background. I was like, tiger style.
Now I did like that Ezekiel wanted the whole all lives matter to be real, to be a good philosophy to have. But it didn't take him much to come to that conclusion of, nah, it's not working.
Yeah.
No.
Let me bring out my tiger.
Yeah. Good lives matter, not all lives matter.
Right.
That's what it came
Man,
out.
I was like, that tiger came out.
I mean, the finale did kind of end slow for the season. Like, in terms, considering last season, you had Negan standing over the potential victims and, like, who was Lucille going to meet.
Right.
You know, and the very first episode of the season, you saw the bat swing. Mm-hmm. So, like, that was a cliffhanger from last year that so many people got ticked off about.
Right.
I'm like, that's what makes this show good. You have a cliffhanger like that. It made you talk about it all summer.
Yeah. No, the best cliffhangers like that, though, are when it's get canceled in the off season.
Oh, yeah, that
is for the rest of forever. You never know what happened.
See, at that point, I'm going to go to the writer. What happened? I know you know.
At least you knew Walking Dead was coming back, so
yeah.
I wasn't worried at that point.
If Walking Dead gets canceled, you can just keep reading the comic.
That's true.
That's right.
Well, the thing is, that's actually affected writing in general on TV. If you watch, if they know there's going to be another season, they actually will leave you with a cliffhanger like that
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they'll stretch
if
it out.
If they're not sure... They'll give you one or two story threads and everything else wraps up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They try to tie some up.
That way, if it doesn't get canceled, people still gotta finish to the major stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You
so,
wanted to ask something, Cam?
Would you
people
have,
weren't mad because of cliffhanger, they're mad because
mm-hmm.
who died. So, based off what you have been complaining about, I'm going to assume this is a slow build to something big.
Probably. I'm assuming that next season is going to be the build to the next big bad.
Well, yeah, because basically at the very end of the season, because, you know, everyone had gone back to their corners, everyone was saying, we're going to war.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, because if you think about it, like, a lot of Negan's crew...
You're gonna do the same thing.
It's the event up here.
A lot of Negan's crew got taken out in that battle,
mm-hmm.
but... That wasn't much of Negan's crew that went to the battle.
Right.
No.
There was a hell of a lot of them still back at the
mm-hmm.
ranch.
Well, it's just like when they took out that outpost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They thought
that
they
was only just a few.
Like,
yeah. So Negan's
really...
got a hell of a lot of people, and
yeah.
they're all going to war now.
I'm really kind of wondering how they're going to do next season because of all the complaints from the beginning of this season about how, like, the first three or four episodes were so bloody and
yeah.
all over the top.
Yeah, my
I
response to that
would.
Is to, like, screw you people because it's a zombie show.
I hope, I hope they ignore the complaints. And just
if you
keep
can't deal with the violence and the blood, don't watch a zombie show.
And they have a big old disclaimer in the front of it saying that you're going to
yeah.
see this.
Like
yeah.
They didn't like the fact that, you know, once Lucille took care of Glenn and Abraham, there were, like, bits of brain they showed on the ground. It's,
they
come on,
this
what
is the
you
first
do?
Episode.
Yeah, there've been lots of brains all over the place. It just
exactly.
happens to be zombie brains for the most
wait,
part.
Wait,
right.
Hold on, time out. People are complaining when I still watch TV, I was watching Suits. When Suits first came out and they dropped the F-bomb, I'm like, yo, you can't do... What? No. Look up TV guidelines. We are now
yeah.
changing things.
Yeah,
Karen,
you
know.
TV's now going to get more mature. Like, you... People can't go, no, you can't do that. Uh-uh. That needs
no.
to stop. You need to grow up.
I mean, and it's a cable show.
Everyone
and it's like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And it's your kids should not be up watching this anyway.
It's not on at 8 o'clock. Hey, kids, come on. We're going to watch Walking
right.
Dead.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, and one thing about this, not surprisingly, one of the people that was offed was Sasha.
Yep.
The one who is going to be starring in Star Trek.
Ah, okay.
So it was everyone kind of figured she was the one that was going to get killed off. She basically killed herself. Like, she took an overdose and turned herself into a zombie.
Okay.
Hopefully attack and kill Negan. It didn't quite work out that way. But that's why she did it, because she just couldn't take it anymore anyway.
She didn't
want
to be used.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you kind of knew she was going to go. So now she's free and clear. Whenever Star Trek gets a date.
Right.
Yeah.
That's another one we're waiting on.
Well, from there, let's go back to superheroes for a minute, because we have two shows that are finishing up soon that have had a totally different kind of storytelling from the way everything else has been done.
Mm-hmm.
Both Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Gotham went with a new way of doing things to see how this works. And it's basically three stories that are loosely tied together for three parts of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
For Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we'll let you start on that one.
But yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they went with pods. So like the first one was Ghost Rider, the second one was LMD, the third one is called Agents of Hydra.
Yeah.
And so
that has been actually cool so far.
It has been. You know,
and those ones actually, the second two linked together real closely because of what happened in the first one. That,
right.
Yeah.
And, you know, and really, if you think about last week's episode, I forget what the name of it is, but we sort of got Agent Coulson's origin story, if you look at it. Because he was a teacher. Now, the thing is, we don't know what he did before S.H.I.E.L.D., but in this world, he was a teacher who gets recruited and becomes an agent. So I'm wondering if that was the case.
We saw the actual end of, what's his name? The Patriot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we saw him in full Patriot mode for the last couple episodes.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
He was straight up a metahuman the whole way. It wasn't anything about drugs. He was a metahuman.
He was.
He was Captain America.
The thing is, Marvel, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the people behind Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. managed to get as Captain America adjacent as possible with this guy.
Yeah.
He was created in 1941 as well. And in the comics, he took up the mantle of Captain America after Steve Rogers disappears after the bomb, the flying bomb blows up over the ocean. And so, and the thing is, you know, they were wanting to have some type of Captain America presence. And there was actual talk of having Chris Evans on or something like that. But, you know, I have to admit, this really worked. This really worked. I liked it. I like Jeffrey Mace as a character.
It worked well because of the way Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has presented itself all along.
Yeah.
A little more real world than having the Avengers and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And
it
would have thrown things off to have brought in Captain America all of a sudden.
It would have.
Whereas this was a little realistic.
They did bring in
Sif.
Lady Sif, who's an alien.
Yeah, but that, honestly, that
was
because it was tied strictly to Thor. And it didn't work, really.
I haven't seen any of the newest, you know, the Agents of Hydra, because the first episode threw me so much, I'm like, I had to have missed something.
You said that you watched it.
Yeah.
It messes with you. I'm sorry. It was hard to watch.
You're supposed to, like, be thrown into it, not knowing, like, feeling like you missed something, and then it explains.
Well, the end of LMD, it explains where you start at in this.
So if you saw the last LMD episode where they're all kind of hooked in.
Yeah, they're all hooked into the framework.
See, that's where I think I may have missed that.
You have to see that episode.
Yeah.
Because the end of the LMD story
are weird.
Everybody except for Sky and Simmons has been put into the framework.
Okay,
because
Yo-Yo's
disappeared.
Where they've taken a couple more people, but not everyone. So I must have missed
the last one.
I'm so glad I haven't watched it.
And the two of them have plugged themselves into it, basically, to get everybody else out because they know they're going in.
Because Yo-Yo's watching their bodies in the real world.
That's what it was. Yeah, Yo-Yo's on the outside watching, protecting them.
Cool. Oh, the two of them. Right. Yeah, that's right.
But even having watched all of LMD... That first episode was hard to watch.
Because it was so dark. It throws you in an alternate world because everything, like Hydra, is in control as opposed to S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
It was nice seeing Triskelion, though.
Yes.
That was cool.
Yes.
So it kind of, and of course, each one of the characters you know is not the character you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it does throw you off a bit, and I think they've done really well, though. Like,
they have.
Like, the way they present it fits, and the way,
the one is Hydra.
Yeah. Lady Hydra.
Lady Hydra. Ada.
Yeah.
Ada's actually in this, but she's Madame Hydra.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's not robotic. Like, she's not the android. She's actually human-ish. Like, she reacts much differently to things.
Well, isn't Ada supposed to be based off of a human, though, right?
Yeah.
Right. It was because he was trying to save her. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, but, like, she's not her android-ish self in the alternate world.
Right.
She is
The human.
So it's interesting where they're going with it. I mean,
how many episodes are left? Like four or five?
I think about three or four.
The original, the human's gone now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
see, now the thing is...
Well, she was dead when they put her in the framework, just about.
Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, now
the doctor knew she was dying when he hooked her up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that her body was going
to
die anyways, but she'd still be alive there.
Yeah.
In the framework.
And now,
she's gone, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, though. Like, where is the Darkhold now? Because that book...
We'll get it before the end.
It's going to come back to it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to... Now, I'm thinking we might see...
But that's the thing.
Right, because that was the whole reason behind all this junk to begin with.
You know the thing is, though? The Darkhold's necessary because Skye and Simmons haven't been able to get out. Remember, at one point, they had something arranged where they were going to be able to get out by doing something,
and then that doesn't work.
It didn't work.
Well, that, yeah.
Their button.
The button didn't work. But the Darkhold, remember, is why Ada was able to do this at all.
Right.
Exactly.
She read the Darkhold, and unlike people that they went nuts or something when they read it, her, it almost gave her sentience by reading it.
Well, she downloaded it. Like,
exactly.
She became
Skynet.
Became the jealous girlfriend.
And I think we might see... We might see Ghost Rider one more time because of
to wrap it up.
To wrap it up.
It'll kind of bring the three pods together to have something at the end.
I would think so, We would almost have to. Yeah.
They'll come to save the day.
Yeah. And then in the other half of this that did the similar type of storytelling is I don't think they're going to bring them all together because they actually closed each storyline as they go was Gotham this year.
Mm-hmm.
They started off telling the Mad Hatter story.
Right.
And they actually came to a satisfying conclusion for that.
Right.
Then the next one, they actually did a Joker story without the Joker. They were able to bring Jerome back.
Yeah.
Right.
And actually, they did. It was a New 52 Joker story, really. Because at one point in the New 52, the Joker had no face. It was ripped off. And that's what they did with this story.
Right.
And then now, starting this week, we're going to get the Riddler story. Actually,
I thought they were doing a Penguin.
No, it's the Riddler next. The Penguin story has been the entire series.
Yeah, he's been kind of
joining
them all together.
Well, so is the Riddler, but now we're getting the Riddler as the Riddler.
Yeah.
Penguin's already been. He is the Penguin.
Mm-hmm.
He has been for a while.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since they got rid of Don Falcone.
Mm-hmm.
But the Riddler, we're getting the Riddler in the green jacket as being the Riddler.
Right.
Which, this one, a lot of people had a problem with the Joker being there because there's no Batman. But really, they didn't. He never was technically the Joker.
Yeah.
So they kind of
got
around
away
it.
With it.
And
it
the way I always retconned this was DC, a long time ago, established Elseworlds.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this show is in Elseworlds.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you look at it that way and just go along for the ride, it's fun to see some of these characters.
Well, Bruce is getting trained. Bruce is going through training now.
Exactly. It looks like he may be leaving soon to actually roam and start learning.
Yeah. That's going to be the interesting thing, though, if they decide to basically stay in Gotham but not have Bruce there at all.
Which is what a lot of people thought we would have from the beginning of
the
show.
Which would kind of be great because that kid's been bratty since the beginning.
Well, speaking of Elseworlds, I've been watching this show. It's only a half-hour comedy, Helpless, and it's about the people who are left behind from, like, the superheroes. So there's no actual
Powerless?
Powerless.
Yes.
That's it. I keep thinking of Helpless.
Powerless. And actually, that show's been getting a lot better.
It's a funny
show.
Yeah.
From where they started at.
I watched the pilot and I couldn't.
Oh,
that's
the pilot's hard
that's,
to watch.
Yeah, the
hard,
yeah. That's
really
what it is.
Hard
is
to watch.
They had
every character is so
out.
Annoying that I could not. No, I was like, no, I'm not giving it a chance.
Well,
no.
you'll appreciate this.
You noticed the
cityscape? Well, not just
Building,
but everywhere.
Yeah.
The cityscape they use if they show the city of Charm City is Cleveland.
Yeah, we brought that up before.
Okay, I didn't remember. I just noticed it this week. But no, you would appreciate this because fire's on there.
Yeah.
Really?
Remember Fire and Ice?
Yeah.
Fire. Well, they call her Green Fury, and at some point they'll actually explain. They said they'll explain, but it is fire. She shows up every once in a while.
Okay, yeah. They went kind of deep with that.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, that's the type of character you're actually going to see if you're going to see an actual character from the universe. It'll be something that's so deep that people have almost forgot about.
Okay, I just like sure. that it's a comedy and it's obscure.
And it is a straight hour, a straight off, half hour office comedy.
Yeah. Fire and Ice got a lot of love back in the 80s, though. That was
with Justice
thing.
League International.
Yeah, and I'm just
like...
That's
where she just went to.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't have to see the first couple of episodes to enjoy the... Don't watch them, because they'll just piss you off.
And they also had to they had to find who these characters actually were.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Once they did that, like, Van Wayne is hilarious for
them.
Oh
my god, it's so good.
At this point. Because he is so inept, so he can't do anything, but he's the prototypical, he's there because his daddy put him in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody else
that's
is pulling him
up. That's one of the things
up.
I liked least about that pilot episode was it made me not like Alan Tudyk.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm
No. You eventually, he comes back around where he's a good character.
I can't deal with inept characters, though. I just, like, no.
But the way he plays it is amazing.
Yeah, the way he plays it, well...
You can still see that Alan Tudyk
it's not, in there. It's not the... Because I can't handle the embarrassment humor. You know, like the awkward moment embarrassment
right
of humor.
So you didn't like the toilet episode?
I did not like the toilet episode. That
made
me so
he has his own private bathroom, but he's all ticked off because someone used his toilet.
Yeah,
he showed it?
No, it's just, there was evidence in there that someone had actually used it other than
it
him.
It was a newspaper.
Magazine.
Yeah, there was a magazine left over. Okay.
So I just, I'm not a fan of that.
But there was a lot of potty humor in
but
that
he,
one.
Yeah. But he has come around to being not so much an awkward humor kind of guy, but like he had two people,
joke writers that were actually in his earpiece giving
jokes. Because he wanted to have quick quips back to his office people because he just couldn't think of stuff. And
Sheldon.
Yeah.
Sheldon from Big Bang Theory. Sheldon.
We don't mention that whole show on here.
But not the cute awkward.
It's not cute awkward. Sheldon's just, annoying.
I like Sheldon.
So, but we're actually running low on time, so we gotta do like a lightning round of what's coming up.
Okay. Just started was you've got Into the Badlands, which is fantastic.
That's actually on Hulu now. Netflix now, so I can actually watch for season.
Post-apocalypse and lots of fighting and awesomeness. And of course, Doctor Who just started again. It's had two episodes.
And Class.
We finally get to see Class.
I liked it.
Oh, is that the Doctor Who
spin-off? Class is actually really good.
Yeah, I've liked it.
And then we have at the end of this week, American Gods is starting.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I'll have to wait for Netflix or something like that because I'm not paying extra for Stars.
Right. Well, I am. But it won't be this week.
I'm pushing off till the first episode, first or second episode, and then doing the free trial.
Right.
And
there you go. Yeah, exactly. Give it a couple weeks and then, go for the free trial. And then in mid-May, we actually have 12 Monkeys starting up again.
Okay.
More post-apocalypse coming.
See, that one's on Hulu, so I gotta go back and watch that.
Mm-hmm. And more time travel, apocalypse. Mm-hmm. It's got everything in that one. Those are the main ones I had, because the rest of them are basically starting like June, July
one of the ones we're looking for is Shadowhunters, because it's coming back.
Right.
Yep. So, and I think that one's actually doing a lot better than Freeform thought it would. For ratings and people actually watching it. People are giving it a chance of realizing... It has the teen drama stuff in it, but it's also an action supernatural show.
They need something now that Vampire Diaries isn't there anymore.
Vampire Diaries wasn't on it. Freeform has Shadowhunters.
Right.
Yeah, but still,
it's still teens and vampires. It's still the same thing.
So, they're getting deep into it. And Vicky and I have been talking because I've read most of the books now. Or I've listened to most of the books now, but it's cool because they don't follow the books verbatim. They do enough changing to it that the people who've read the books know all these characters, but don't know what they're going to do.
That's what they do with most shows now that they base on
which
books.
Is awesome because we were talking about that. If you do exactly what is in the books, you're going to lose people because they know the story. So you got to change it enough.
Even Game of Thrones was doing that from the beginning, even though they followed the books pretty well, but they changed enough stuff, and of course now they're beyond the books.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if someone was a better writer.
because, you know, George R. R. Martin hasn't been able to catch up.
Well, when you're writing, aren't his books like 500 to 1,000 pages or something like that?
But he's a couple years behind the release date.
Yeah.
And he keeps, you know, showing up at conventions and giving people like short stories and giving them compilations of other things, and all they're waiting for is the next book.
Well, yeah. Stop coming to conventions.
Exactly.
Write the book.
Get in your damn hidey hole and write.
If the... What's his name? If the dude that can make Samurai Jack can go, I've got 10 years. I can make a season in 10 years. I think George R. R. Martin can write a book in 10 years.
If Duke could write a series and do a Luke Cage comic within that time, he could write a book.
Well, just the thing that is, though, with him, though, he's even commented that he forgets some of the things that happened in the first couple books, and he wants to have continuity.
That's why
you have your fans.
Right.
Laurel K. Hamilton learned this long
ago.
She
did.
When she's going on, because she's had so many books in all of her series,
mm-hmm.
that when she comes to a plot point and she needs to know, wait, is this character taller than that character? Because this is only going to work a certain way. She goes to Facebook and Twitter and she asks her fans, and she's like, guys, give me a page number. I need to know this height. And they come back right away. Use your fan base.
Yeah.
But you're the editor. You use the editor for a reason. The editor gets paid for a reason.
To edit your book, not memorize it.
Yeah.
They need...
I don't memorize books. You're a bad editor. No, that's not how editing goes.
The editors, a lot of times, is more of a proofreader a lot of times.
Yeah, that's exactly what they are.
Then they should be going, hey, I don't think this is the right character. What do you
There's
mean?
There's a difference between continuity editor and...
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Your fans will catch continuity more than
anyone. That's why there are beta readers, too.
Right.
Beta readers read the draft.
He needs a scripty, like, at all times, apparently.
Yeah, he does.
Well, that's when you make a large story with hundreds of characters, it's hard to keep track of.
He needs advice from J.K. Rowling,
yeah.
who has charts of all the characters and everything that's going on.
That's part of the problem Disney had with Lucasfilm when they bought Star Wars.
Yeah.
Was the expanded universe had gotten so large that none of the writers knew all of it.
That's different. They were like,
nobody knew all of it.
This is, don't throw it away.
Disney
has brought, or Lucasfilm has brought back a lot of what was in the original expanded universe as new concepts, but bringing the characters back in a different world,
or a different setting.
Mm-hmm. Anybody that was really awesome, they're slowly bringing back in.
Kyle Katarn, he better bring them back.
Eventually. Hopefully.
I'm just saying.
That's when they get back to writing in the Clone Wars era. That's where they would probably put him. Because right now, they can't put him in with the new books and stuff coming up, because we know this is the Jedi are done. I saw the trailer.
Right.
What's he got, like, 6 books?
Who?
George R. R. Martin. He can't remember what he did in 6 books.
I want to see you write.
If J.K. Rowling can go,
400-page books. Mm-hmm. And then tell me what you know. It's on page 5 of your first
book.
I'm gonna go back and grab my book. I'm gonna grab my manuscript. I'm gonna grab the Bible for my story.
But you may not know that that's where you need to go find it.
It's like, I'm waiting for that vein to pop up.
Yeah, dude. Relax.
I don't understand why you can't understand
it.
You have the internet. You have your fan base, and you have your script.
Cam. The microphone's only covered to a certain volume.
All right, lower the gain on them then.
Cam will sit across the room next time, okay?
Yeah. He's going to be regulated.
See, the thing is, he's learning script writing and stuff in school now.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it seems easy now.
No. I hear him complaining every day. It's not easy now.
But I mean, I've written 2 books, and the second book, I remember crap about it. I remember like a couple of fight scenes. That's it. And somebody came and asked me, hey, that book that you read, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I don't have no effing idea. I don't know.
Go back and read your own book then. I don't read my own stuff. No.
How do other people read it?
That's
you
like,
you see, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, can you imagine having those giant books and then just one tiny detail and you get stuck on it? And then it's like, you get
what
paralyzed.
What does he do for a living?
No, once you write, like, for me as a writer...
See, it's about the fans, though. There are fans out there who have cataloged every death in a George R. R. Martin book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then they need to be hired on a script.
It's like, hey, tell me what page this person dies on.
And they will be glad to do it.
You have to tell them the pages. Hey,
what
happened when this one thing
happened? You have to find them. But I don't have fans like that. So that's okay.
Not yet. You're working.
Not yet, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that kind of gets us close to the end here.
We're right on time.
our own tangent rants and soapboxes.
So, but we got a lot of stuff ending. We got a lot of stuff coming up. So keep watching the TV, I guess.
Well, I mean, in another few weeks, we will have had finales for a lot of the shows we're talking about that we can talk about.
And I'm thinking we're going to end up, one show will be just the CW superhero shows.
Superhero shows, yeah.
All of them are ending in the same week.
Yeah. That's true.
What?
Can we talk about Samurai Jack in 4 weeks?
We have to see it.
Yeah, when it's
over. Watch it. It's literally 10 episodes long.
Okay, where can I see it if I don't have internet? Not have internet. I don't have
internet. If you don't have internet, that's a problem
internet.
For us.
Where's it at on there?
AdultSwim.com.
You can watch it free on Adult Swim.
You should be able to.
So you have to go back and watch the video then, too.
No, you don't. He said you can just jump in not knowing anything.
Oh.
He will explain, hey, I'm stuck here now. I broke the last portal. I don't know what to do.
They did confirm the voice actors are in studio for Young Justice.
Yep.
They're in.
Oh, yeah, that was
recording,
Kari actually posted that.
Yeah, last week
that.
Or the week before they announced that.
Yeah.
So I know we hadn't said it here, so it is coming. It's definite.
Mm-hmm. After his tiger got through taking people out, I was like, it's time for me
he's
to go.
He's the one who plays Ezekiel in Walking Dead.
Yep.
Yeah. He plays
if you close your eyes, you're just like, holy crap, that's Cyborg.
I thought he's also Aqualad. He's Aqualad.
Yeah, he's Aqualad, and he's Cyborg on Teen Titans Go.
Yeah.
But that's like, there are so many people in Hollywood that do voice acting and regular acting, mm-hmm. and you never know. Because people just don't pay attention to voice actors.
No.
Mm-mm.
Which
you have
is
to
cool
be like,
sometimes.
You have to be like out of
the
room
radar.
And suddenly hear the voice and you think it's one show and you come in and you're like, holy crap.
Rob Paulson does that. If you ever get a chance to check his podcast, he'll have voice actors on there and you'll never know out of nowhere. You'll like, who's that? Wait, that character's not supposed to be with that character.
There you go.
James Arnold Taylor does the same thing. He actually, at the end of his shows, has 60 seconds. He goes through like 100 different characters that he's done. Jeez. And up and down it is. He talks away and it's amazing to hear.
Well, didn't they do a panel with him one time? They
did a couple of them.
Voice actors, they were all over the place. Different.
Yeah. So, but as we're wrapping this up, is there anything else that you guys had for tonight?
That's all I got for now.
That's it.
Do you have anything for this week? Okay, anybody else?
Nope.
Go ahead and start the podcast.
Yeah, you guys are starting the podcast.
At some point, don't know when.
We will let everybody know as soon as that happens.
Yes, yeah.
As soon as we know.
Hey, at least you have a name now. They were going to actually record the first episode. It didn't even have social media at all. They didn't even have a name.
Guess what? People can do that.
Actually, I just thought about, all right, guys, anybody out there is playing Marvel Heroes Omega? If you want to play with me on PS4, I am Bluesman 1103.
If you want to play with Kylan,
beat Iron Fist to my Luke Cage, and we'll go slap around some magia. It'll be a good time.
Man. Playing with Kylan, slapping stuff around.
That's right.
And with that,
sweet Christmas.
Geeksters, as always, you can find us on the internet, on all social media, GeekWatch1.
Sure, internet.
Yes, it's in the internet. Oh, those
cable.
That's right.
Shout out to Walmart.
All social media, we're GeekWatch1. Anything possible, GeekWatch1.com. Also, GeekWatch1 at
gmail.com.
We are members of the Tangent Bound and Weaving Geeks Networks. And then as of that, for everybody here at the Meeple and Dawn and Kylan and Vicky, just remember.
No matter where you go, there you are.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.